Runner on first base, two outs, and the pitch. The runner goes. The throw down to second base, the tag, he is out. And that is another caught stealing. Pal de veces castigo, ella se prepara para un perreo sólido. El humo lo inhaló, el suelo lo rompió. Me enferma se pone cuando en esto coge la adicción. Provócame, dame calentura, mueve todo de esa figura. Esta noche está pa' locura y si tú me curas, la dura. El buril le gastive, pal de veces castigo. Ella se prepara para un perreo sólido. El humo lo inhaló, el suelo lo rompió. Me enferma se pone cuando en esto coge la adicción. What's up, y'all? Caught Stealing, E. Marquez here live while we're in the top of the ninth with the Cubs and Pirates. Now, I know it's the Cubs and Pirates, but Cubs are going for five straight wins. Cubs just finished something in Philadelphia that they haven't done in a long time, and which is very impressive. They swept the Phillies. Now, the Phillies have a lot of problems, but Cubs going for their fourth straight win, which is huge, or fifth straight win. But the one thing that, the reason why I made this episode, or wanted to come out to make this episode, was because of the high level of baseball that's going on now. There's a few errors. My boy Christopher Morel, tried to make a play, and he committed an error. And then the super phenom, O'Neal Cruz, who was a great ball player, at shortstop, threw the ball low, and the first baseman wasn't able to catch it, and allowed a runner to get on for the Cubs in the eighth. And then Nico Horner, who is, I'll tell you something about Nico Horner in a few, but Nico Horner wound up driving the guy in after a couple pitches with a double to take the lead. So here we are with two strikes, top of the nine. And what I want to talk about is high-level baseball. People don't get it. People don't understand. High level baseball, it's another ball of wax. And I'll tell you why. Now, I have great admiration and I have great respect for hockey, NHL. I believe that, yeah, it is only my opinion, but I truly believe and could understand. Got him. Four outs. Way to go, Cubbies. Well, anyway, what we have here is hockey, I think, has the most talented players, the most talented high-level players in all of sports, right? Football is extremely talent and extreme physical talent. Speed, strength, size. Good God. Football is on another level with just physical talent. Rugby the same way. And there's a bunch of psychological and there's a bunch of strategic talent that goes on in the NFL. Basketball, extraordinary leapers, extraordinary speed. There's an immense amount of talent in basketball in the NBA. But in hockey, it's different.
these guys skate and move their hockey stick, and they have to be pinpoint. But it's the irony is that with the talent, there is a lot of luck, like bounces that go their way. And that's because if you're talented and you're using, that's because you make your own luck and you're putting yourself in position to make those plays. And I understand that. But hockey players can play soccer, can play tennis, can golf. Now, golf is incredible amount of talent to golf, but, and that's psychological. But hockey players, they can do that. Now, I explain myself regarding the talent and regarding that level, because even though hockey players, in my opinion, are the most talented individuals in pro sports, there's nothing in the world, like high-level baseball. Now, remember, baseball is 90-foot bases, right? The mound is 60 foot 6 inches to the back of the mound to home plate. It's 400 feet to straightaway center field, 315 to 335 feet to the poles. It's going to take a poke to get a home run. Guys are throwing the ball 95, 98, 100 miles an hour. When you see high-level baseball, the pitcher makes his pitch. The batter makes contact. The fielder picks up the ball. The batter beats out the throw to the base. The first baseman makes a pick off the ground that he had no business doing. Like, an average man has no chance of picking that ball off the ground. That's great baseball all the way around. A batter on the Cubs, I believe it was Ian Happ, hit a baseball 108.5 miles an hour to the second baseman on the Pirates. Not, I forget the Pirates' second baseman's name. But he makes a spectacular play. Gets down, ball shot out of a cannon. Catches the ball, turns around, pirouettes, and throws to the first base. Now, the thing is, that stuff, that's high-level ball. Like, it's just so hard to explain that. And here's another example. Nico Hoerner was batting, runner on second base. First pitch, curveball. Nico Hoerner takes it into the gap. It's high-level baseball. It was a great pitch. It was an executed pitch. Nico Hoerner guessed right. Nico Hoerner had an idea. And he executed. See, when you watch high-level baseball, even on a regular ground ball or routine ground ball out, the fact of the matter is, it's so smooth and elegant and seamless. These are the kind of things. This is the kind of thing that is Major League Baseball. Now, I put that out there because wherever you guys are and you guys watch your own ball, because you know I really harp on it, that baseball, Major League Baseball, is a regional sport. But watch. Just watch. Just watch these guys play, and you'll get, excuse me, I'm yawning all over the place, but you'll get the understanding of what is high-level baseball. You watch it and you see it, you virtually feel it, because it's done so well. It's poetry in motion. It's poetry in motion, but that's what happens. So I will, the next time I see some spectacular play, I'll come out and let you guys know, but I'm going to let you guys go ahead and go and do your own thing. But pay attention to the high-level baseball that is Major League Baseball. All right? This has been Caught Stealing with E. Marquez. Have a good night. Thank you so much.